Nada lupa.
More and low.
Good air-conditional
source.
More than Vaidhu Bhakti and Bhakti.
Among
mixed with Karma
and
I sold it to Kamal Krishna Swami and also. There are so many things. His glory is to make rich conditional souls with Vaidhu Bhakti. Not glory is given Vaidhu Bhakti. All acharyas have given this is
given
by only Mahavishnu, he can. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not done. So to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's him. Asta the glorification of our Guru Prabhupada. Same thing given. To cut jungles is also something, a little service. But to plant and to give very sweet fruit, mangoes and all that is so good. But some person dwarves, unlucky and unfortunate. Then I will read, okay, something. Then I will remember anything. I was so many days with him.
You were saying in the Gurukrama that Krishna's Kaya Vyuha is like Mother Yasoda and Sridham. They're as powerful as Krishna.
Huh?
They are very powerful like Krishna.
Who?
Yasoda, Sridham, all the Brajbasis who are Kaya Vyuha.
More than Krishna. They can support Krishna. They can give milk to Krishna. They can do Krishna like this. Because Krishna cannot move, cannot take side.
As a baby.
But Yasoda can. Even Yasoda can give a slap to Krishna and he will cry, "Oh mother, oh mother." He can bind Krishna with Udukhal.
Those jivas who go to Braj and become perfect, are they also similarly powerful?
Yes.
In what way?
In every way. But to serve Krishna, Yogamaya covers them. Without this, they cannot serve Krishna. Because Krishna has no... Krishna is not, cannot be served, because he is unlimited. He is Purna, Atma Ram, Atma Kam. Anyone cannot serve Krishna. So, having, when Krishna sees the affection and love of gopis and the symptom of service, mode of service, then Krishna has appetite and mood of to be served. So they are also powerful, but Yogamaya covers them and makes them favorable to serve. Otherwise they can't serve. Nar cannot serve. Sanaksanandan cannot serve because they thought that Krishna is God and self-sufficient, Atmaram, Atmakam, so they cannot serve. Gargachar cannot serve, Sandilya cannot serve, they know the tattva of Krishna. But Yasoda can serve, Narada also, and his son also.
Yasoda can serve Narad, you said?
Yes. How? Because the food dust of Narad will save Krishna.
Which lila is that, that the foot dust of Narada is
there? Well, enter in Madhur, then you can think, otherwise you cannot think all these things.
You were singing the Damodarastikam prayers in the last days, and generally when we sing a prayer, we remember the person who wrote the prayer and ask them to give us their mood. But here, the person who wrote the prayer is Satyavrata Muni.
Don't want to sing that Damodarastakam. Only because there is Namo Radhikayai Todiyati Priyayai. Only for this mood we do it. Otherwise we have no need. No need. Only the bhakta Dasya, they want this. Sakya, Vasal, they can want this. But really, Gauriya Vaishnava, only in Radha Nuga Bhakti, in first level, entering in Bhakti only, at that time. Yes.
Yet you spend so much time singing all the other verses. Is that for the general people? Because it's mainly...
Bhajangana sunayakam sada sukhat pradayakam jagannamana pralobhanam namaminandhanam. This is... Bhajangana sunayakam. We pray to Nandanandan only that he is connected with Bhajangana. Bhajangana sunayakam. Makheshwari, Sureshwari, Sudheshwari, Sureshwari, Tribedu Haruti Swari Pramanu Sashaneshwari Rameshwari Chameshwari Pramodakananeshwari Brajeshwari Brajadhika Brajadhite Siradhike. Yes.
In your Guru Maharaj's Mangal Artik song, in your Guru Maharaj's Mangal Artik song, it's been a long time.
You are jumping from this point to this point.
You can continue with the previous answer.
What?
Your Guru Maharaj?
Your Guru Maharaj. Your Guru Maharaj.
he's also my Param Guru Maharaj. My Param Guru Maharaj's song of Mangal Artik, without having ever heard any explanation from you, it appears to me that he's going back and forth between Bhajan and Archan.
But now?
No, what is the actual? Is it all Bhajan, all when Lalita is performing Artik? So when he talks about the kartals and madrangas,
yes.
That's when the gopis are performing the art?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
But there, all the upakarans are of another type.
What's upakaran?
Instruments.
Oh, instruments.
Instrument of archans and arti. Lalita's pradeep is not ordinary pradeep like archan of Kanishta Adhikari. He is snehi, madhu snehi in that pradeep for doing.
Affection.
No madhu snehi?
Well, I haven't connected with it, but I know what it means.
Chandrali gives Ghrita pradeep. And the Sakhis of Srimati Radhika gives the oil of madhu sneha. And they take it in their eyes like a pradeep, and from eyes they are doing archana, arati.
What about their kartals and mridangas? What are they?
This
made
is kartal. But and this is ankles, tum tum. These are cut out.
And we're done this?
They also play on mridang and katal and all this. Veena, Veena, Bansuri, Venu, so many, especially Veena Parvati and Pakhaud. Pakhaud, you know, like mridanga, very sound and sweet. Dhik, Tan, Dhik, Tan. Dhik means this, left, dhik to those who are not doing bhajan of Krishna. Dhik, Tan, Dhik.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's song about the Guru Parampara that we sing from Madhavendra Puri, it's in Madhurya Bhav, and previously not.
So, no, previously it was in Jayadeva Govinda. Srimad Bhagavat, it is full of Madhurya Bhav. Why not? But there were none to research all these things and to adopt this padhati.
This what?
This life. Up to Dwapa, everyone wants to serve Krishna as a dasya bhav. In Satya Yuga, as a Brahma bhav. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, having the mood of Srimati Radhika, and he taught all these things to Rupa, and then wrote so many books, and whole world knew this fact.
The previous acharyas before Madhavendra Puri, they're not in Madhurya Bhav though, they're in others, like Dasya.
But it may be Dandakaranya Nivasi at the time of
Ramchandra.
Preta, they were in the mood of Gopi. Before that, in Satya Yuga, Veda Mantras, Upanishad, they have worshipped Krishna and Radhika in Kamagayatri, and they were in the mood of Gopis.
But I mean the particular people...
But very, very, both come rare persons. And lakhs and lakhs, koti swapi mahamuni. Koti koti me se. Now it's true. You are saying that I'm telling something and whole is gone, is against me, but... You are saying? So this is the thing. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati, Prabodhananda, Prakashananda Saraswati,
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya,
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and so many persons, they rejected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They rejected Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, for to about a rush. When Raramananda came, and then everyone knew something. You are so lucky. Now you are something hearing.
I mean particularly the people like Gyanasindhu and the ones in this song. What should our mood towards them be when we sing this song?
What song?
Yeah.
Guru Parampara?
Yeah.
Like this, a tree comes. First a bee. Then a sprouts. No? Then some root tree. then two branches, then hundreds of branches, full of leaves. But from them we cannot have a rush, a drop of rush. They cannot give. Lakhs and lakhs years they cannot give. After that the tree matures, then some manjaris come. Only bees can, and kokila, you know,
cuckoos.
They can only, they are qualified to take the rush, test this rush, not man, animals and anything. And in it comes a very little green thing. This is food, fruit. When it becomes mature but unripened, it is sour. When it is more grown and it ripens, then the taste comes, uski sugandha,
aroma, good smell.
Good smell. Bees becomes mad, kokila becomes mad, and also men become mad. And very sweet. If it is in tree, ripen in sun rays, so sweet, so sweet. And if a cuckoo or sook touches it, it becomes so sweet. This is fruit. By fruit we can take rest, not from trees and branches. But if there is no tree, what happens?
No fruit,
nothing. So Guru Parampara is like a tree. If anyone denies this tree, this thing, a fruit will not come. So we should honor this tree also. We should give water in tree's root, not flower and fruits. So that it may give fruit. So Guru Parampara will give this fruit. So we should honor. Gyan Sindhu, Madhvacharya, and all of us.
Is it important for us to know anything about these individual personalities? Is it important?
But it is important?
For us to know about these personalities or not?
Guru Parampara?
Yeah, the ones before my...
Yes. Because Tattva Gyan is in this.
It's important to know about their lives and contributions.
That Brahma told to Narad.
Oh,
yes. Narad told to...
Yes.
Vyas told to Sukadeva Goswami. Yes. And in Parampara it is coming. We can know the real meaning and explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam and all these things, Upanishads. And bhakti is the fruit of all Upanishads and Vedanta and all things. And they have manifested it in this world. So we should know. If you don't know all these things, this Brajarash bhakti will not come. नहीं जानेंगे तो कैसे होगा? मध्वाचार्य के संबंध में जानना होगा. All सबका, सबका. तब हम यहाँ पर बैठा रहेंगे तो आप पाठ ही नहीं होगा, इसलिए आप लोग पाठ में पधारिए. और हम एक घंटा दो घंटा हो गया, कल से हम पाठ करेंगे.
I meant it's important to know about the personalities, like Gyanasindhu himself.
Or you should know a little.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. If you don't know the color of mango tree, then you may take bubble tree. Bubble tree, you know?
Thorn tree.
You think that this is mango.
Yeah.
And we will try to take mango from that tree and eat them. So you should know something. They can know. By Gyan, Jo, Karma, anyone can have to realize them. Only by Bhakti. Bhakti Remanam Nati, Bhakti Darsayati, Bhakti Vasapurusa, Bhakti Vasapurusa, Bhakti will do. This is last vidya, tonga vidya, in all vidyas. This is the highest kind of vidya, tonga vidya.
What does tonga mean?
Highest.
Topmost.
Highest.
देखिए कितना अनुसंधान कर रहे हैं हमारे भारत के लोगों को जरूरत नहीं है जितना ये जानते हैं
ट्राई टू ऑनर वैष्णव लहरि सरकार एंड भतीजा नेटिव लहरि पार्टनर
नारायण गोपाल
किनाम चल रहे
Narayan Bhatt?
No.
Life, Kanti, Chashma, cutting hairs,
Nakha, nose, when he cuts, they collect it. And when they say they collect the
Yes.
And to preserve the cloth, the sandals, and all the remnants. And Bhakta lies, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all others, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, they collect their frame and they keep it in their heart and they preserve it. This is the definitely do that. So much different. You should try to collect when I do.
No, no.
You should.
No.
You should try. When I will do like this, you should collect. When I will collect. When I will cut my nose, you should be collected. And it should be preserved. And after your death, your body and all these things will be. Try to take the most of all Vaishnava and collect and to do bhajan. We have not collected anything.
There are so much anguish in mood.
But Guruji was so about 30 years with you. You are serving, and you have not collected his sandals, his this thing, his teeth. Well, has gone his chashma and all other things. So many great bhakts has collected something. I have collected one thing, only his shoes. In Mathura. And I have collected his notes written in my heart. I have tried to collect this. Nothing more.
इसके बाद में और क्या पड़े हो गए जिन बच्चों को और बच्चियों को चलाया करते वो बड़े हो गए और पुत्रवती होने वाली पीढ़ी या पुत्रवती होनी हो गई होगी अब उनको बचपन से हटा करके अब गाय में ले जाना है बिल्कुल जाती हुई कृष्ण के साथ में इसलिए वह कृष्ण अब उनके पास नहीं आने से वो नहीं चलेंगे इसलिए चलाने के लिए अब उनको गैया चाहिए इसलिए बात होकर के उनको उस गोपाष्टमी में गाय को चराने के लिए यशोदा जी नंद बाबा जी ने नंद बाबा संख्या नहीं थी शिक्षा के लिए पछड़ा और बैठकर उनको नौकरों की कमी नहीं है। कृष्ण में गो टू कौन का
जानकी
देवी ट्रांसलेटिंग लज्जा दी है तो बोलेगी बोले ये
बोल रहे हैं
तो बोलो चलो बोलते ये रवि जी बोलते पहले लज्जा से मर जाओ इसके बाद में
Today is Gopashtami, and when Krishna was very young, a small baby, and after that he grew a little bit, then he started going to the grazing the cows. But when he grew up a little bit, and those cows, they wanted to go with Krishna, but when he grew up, so it was time for him to graze the cows. But, but Yashoda didn't want to send him for grazing the cows, but because there was never a shortage of servants in their house. But the cows wanted to go with Krishna. They didn't want to graze, eat only grass, but they wanted to have prema from Krishna. That was the purpose of going. So anyhow, so today this function was started. And since morning, your mother Yashoda starts decorating Krishna, and she's very afraid. She doesn't want to send him, and she's afraid of the separation. But she's preparing Krishna for sending to the jungle, and later on she sends him. But the real purpose of sending to the forest is not only grazing the cows, but all the leelas which take place in the forest. Because all the Vanagriha, all the Leelas in the going to Radhakund, worshipping the sun, Radhamani comes there, and Krishna and Radha, they have all kinds of their pastimes on the pretext of grazing the cows only. And this is how the pastimes take place. And then in the evening when Krishna comes back, and Mother Yashoda is really happy, and she the whole day she feels separation, and in the evening she does arati and is very happy and receives Krishna very warmly.
Just a couple of simple questions. When I joined ISKCON many years ago, we learned that Lord Ram is green like grass, and now that we're coming here, we're hearing that he's Shyam like Krishna. So which is it?
Shyam are of different types. Megh Shyam, Navad Durba Sal Shyam, Navad Durba.
Grass. Type of grass.
Right. This sky is green. Grass is some green. Ram, something green. More blue, some less. Krishna, blue, more. And green, less. But at the time of telling, both are same.
Also,
golden. He is also golden.
Yeah, fair. Different.
Different.
Vaishnava.
Everyone, we are sitting from there. Golden color, but yet not simple. We are black, but not in simple.
Also, our Prabhupada had me do 24 paintings of Lord Vishnu in the causal ocean with half of his body above the water of the causal ocean. But he had different hand symbols. So one is Janardan, one is Trivikram, etc. But why would they all be in the causal ocean? He had me paint them. Each one was in the causal ocean.
Causal ocean?
Karna Jal.
What?
Karna Jal.
Krishna
to follow your Guru Maharaj?
But why? Krishna has golden color.
Because he thought of Radharani.
But Krishna was black, not like that. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell that Krishna was so beautiful, so he should be looked very beautiful. Black and not so beautiful. So Krishna must be beautiful. That is why he told that he gives some argument that Krishna has taken this baby of Radhika and he has become. Anyone cannot describe how Krishna is beautiful. Like a style, we don't like a style. Like grass, how he was beautiful. If anyone can see that, he can know. But he cannot describe by mouth. Because I have no
words.
How it has been told. Yeah, that is the part of the guy that is going to be
told. The post says, what is Jagadharam? The Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told. What is that has been told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karma Adhyanapratam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam.
What is Annabhilas? You'll have to
no desire.
Give up all the desires, whether worldly, where Baikunth, up to Baikunth, what to tell, Swarga and all that. Every kind of worldly desire should be given. The question here arises that how we can, if we give up all the desires, then we cannot live in worlds for a moment. We should try to know all this. How should we practice? Otherwise we cannot practice. Then Krishna Lila, dancing, Rash, and here nightclub will be same. We are bound to think like so. First, annabhilas, any kind of desire. Kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, maskarya, bako, vega, manasa, krodha, vegam, jihva, dharo, vekas, vegam. All these depths. Control your all these things. worldly desires. Sometimes it looks like impossible.
Then we have higher bliss.
Then how you can imagine all that thing?
Impossible.
So this thing is Anya Abhilashita Shunya. Jnan Karma Adi Anabhutam. Without karma we cannot live a moment. So you are bound to do any work, karma, until we are in this body. So you are bound, but we should not do any karma which will cover bhakti.
Oh, I see.
Huh?
That means anavritam.
Huh?
That's why
anavritam. Not to give up all karmas. We cannot live sleeping. We cannot check our seeing by eye. Our mind cannot be controlled.
Thinking.
We'll have to take air. Swas praswas lena padega. Kya swas? Swas praswas.
Breathing.
This is also karma. To see is also karma. To hear, it is karma. To walk, it is karma.
Eating
is also karma. Drinking is also karma. How you can give up? We cannot live. We should adopt in a mood, in a special way, that it will not cover. You will have to make all the karmas helpful to bhakti. Then it will not cover.
Same thing applies for jnana. Jnana karma.
Without jnana we cannot live. We will have to make all the jnana tattva jnana. Bhakti jnana. Bhakti tattva jnana. Prema tattva jnana. Then it will not cover. Otherwise it will know this thing, this art, and we cannot achieve bhakti at all. Without jnana, without karma, we cannot do. How to do all this? You'll have to think and always remember and always be in the any qualified Vaishnava. He can change all this. Otherwise, we cannot change ourselves. Jnana karma adi anabritam anukullena krishna anusilanam. Anukulena Krishna Shilenam means what?
Conducive, favorable.
Favorable to Krishna.
There are lakhs and lakhs steps in this. Lakhs steps. That a sloka is also first level. Manushya sar part sarvasa. Manushya partha sarvasa. All are going towards Krishna. How they are going? How? They have some shraddha. Confidence.
Faith.
In any one of prakriti. Like mountain, like a river, like any ghost, any. But what they are vibhuti of Krishna. So they are anyhow, they are contact
connected with Krishna.
In this whole world, nothing is separate from Krishna. But we have no realization. So everything is connected with Krishna. What we do, we are doing not by this, by this. What meaning?
More complicated.
Complicated. Not directly we are doing. Duryodhana is telling to Krishna, I know dharma, janami dharmam, nachame pravritti. I know what is religion, dharma, but I have no taste in it. I know adharma, but I cannot live it. I know that I am machine and you are director of that machine. Without you, a machine cannot go. So you hear antaryami in everyone and you give impression to do, then we do good or bad. So we are not doing actually, but you are doing. So if there is any pap, you should go, you should test it, not me.
Because you are inspiring me to my perversity, my tendency into adharma. It's not
because,
my fault.
So I will have not to
suffer for
it.
So I will not suffer for it. I am not responsible
because
for
the
it.
The actual doer is you, yourself.
So
you
are
doing everything. I'm telling it.
Yeah.
It's a Duryodhan contention. It's not a...
He's not a bhakta. He is Baddhaji. And Baddhaji may be bahut dushta aadmi hai. But he wants to discover a way how to cheat Krishna. So he wants to cheat Krishna. So he is telling like so. Arjun, let we can take those who go to Swarga. How they go? How they go? By the wish of Krishna. They are dharmic, religious person. Not telling lies, serving their father, mother, and doing some chanting Krishna name also for their
benefit, body. With a desire to go to Swarga.
They are also some anukul, not pratikul.
Right.
Let's take Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They are rishis. They are favorable to Krishna. No? But not like Brahma. Brahma ke saman nahi. Brahma is favorable, but not favorable as Shankar is. Shankar can do very hearty and bosom things to Krishna. But Krishna tells he can obey. Brahma cannot obey. That is why Shankar was told by Krishna that you should preach Mayavad. None was qualified to do this, he did. So he is more anukul. Prahlad is favorable to Krishna. Dhruva is also favorable, but not like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj has nothing to take from this worldly thing. But he is wanting only that all the creatures and all the souls should be back to Godhead. In any way. And Prahlad Maharaj wants to test all the naraka and everything public.
Take responsibility of the
He is anukul of Krishna. He is anukul, na?
Favorable.
But Hanuman is more favorable than Prahlad. He touches Ram in every way. But he is not favorable like Lakshman. Lakshman can sit on the same throne with Ram, but Hanuman cannot do. But Sita is more favorable
than Lakshman.
Than Lakshman and can serve. So he is more anukul, that what is the in root slope.
Anukulena Krishna Anushilana. So we should see all these things. Then Sita, Draupadi is more favorable than Sita. More favorable. She is favorable to Ram, but Ram is ansh of Krishna. And Draupadi is serving Krishna in full. Like Arjun, all. But Uddhava is more favorable than five Pandava and Draupadi. You know how? He is mantri, he is brother, he is servant, he is guru, he is everything. He is doing all favorable things. He cannot send Pandavas to Braja to talk with Gopi, because they will not understand anything from them. Understand? So he sent Uddhava. So Uddhava is most favorable in whole Dwarka and Mathura. But Uddhava cannot be the dust of gopis, lotus feet. So every gopis are more uncool than Uddhava. But to tell gopis, Yashoda is most favorable to Krishna, lakhs and lakhs, thousands and millions times than Uddhava. What to tell Yashoda? A peacock of Vrindavan, a kokil, kakku of Vrindavan, a parrot of Vrindavan is more uncool than Uddhava. He cannot be all these things. He cannot be the dust of Vrindavan. So all are more favorable than Uddhava. So Uddhava has told, Bande Nanda, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gop Vrajau Pasam, Janamitram Paramanandam, Purun Brahma Sana. Oh, I see how fortunate Vrindavan, dears, cuckoo birds, monkeys, everyone more. Even serpent is uncool to Krishna. So I want to be a dust of any one of them. But in them, Yashoda Maya Nanda Baba is most reverent. Among them,
gopis.
Any gopi. Lakhs and lakhs gopi are there. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Prishta Sakhi, all are so much greater than Yashoda, infavorable in this
Anushilan.
Yashoda will give breast, she will feed Krishna, taking in his lap he will sleep, so serving whole time. But Krishna will see that this is my binding. Binding means?
Bandhan.
Obstacle to meet with the gopis. Any gopi seeing, and he will anyhow pretend to her mother, and he will try to go there. So how they are favorable? No? Amongst all, Lalita, Abhishaka, Chitra are more uncool. Among them, Lalita and Vishakha are more uncool. In among them, Lalita, among all these appeals, Srimati Radhika is more anukul to
Krishna.
Then anukulena Krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. That the bhakti anusilan of Srimati Radhika is best among all. You'll have to decide like this. You mean this shloka directly pertains to Radharani now?
Everything can apply to Radharani.
Understand? Oh, Devi. You should hear. Oh, you have gone in.
She is very, very good, I think.
I have told for you all these things. So, even anyone has not heard anything before, before this, will have to take these ideas. Not to, how to do dance, how to do hands in class. These things will have to
cultivate.
This is
Vidhi
Mane Bhagya. Bhagya. Luck.
Yeah, Vidhi ka matlab luck hai. Anukul have Vidhi.
Jo Bhagya ko banane wala hai, wo hamare paas nahi
hai.
कोई कृष्ण समय भगवान जगह ब्रह्मा
विधि कृष्ण
हो ब्रह्मा क्यों को तो सभी एक ही है। जोग माया बोलो कभी कृष्ण ऐसे जावे, कृष्ण बोलो जोग माया ऐसे जावे, सभी एक ही। इस समय ध्यान लगाइए,
सुनेगी मन में
क्या जाए। The song that you sing, Sri Satchitanayam, they say is written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, is that true? It was written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
I have not seen that he was writing that song. I heard him. But actually, I did the song. That's how I know. It has been written here by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Because
from my Gurudev or any authentic person, that my own people. But it has received that the name of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is written.
So, but why do we sing it? Because he's not really in the Goswami line.
Oh.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Oh, yes. Those who have accepted Sarva Goswami Mahaprabhu, Sarva Goswami Ramodar, they should be accepted.
It's still rough. It's still rough, but I have some more questions. Two deer. It's not so clear. This is Radharani and one Manjari. What?
By thorns. Yes, doing like this. What's the mouth of Krishna?
What's the mouth? Means the face?
Like very big arms like this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Not like this.
All right.
And this, not like this.
How?
They are so old. They may have yield one cock, not more than that. Very good health. Bura Goruna Bhakti. Not here. I mean, Bihar one is very low. There should be like this, and there should be here. Take it.
Yeah.
In mouth. Like.
So the older cow should be seen from the side then.
Not older.
Not I mean older than the baby. The mother.
Cow.
Cow, yeah.
This is also, this also, this is very tender. Very
tender.
Malik, open. This should be also. Very, very
Should there be lacks of cowherd boys and
yes.
cows?
Maybe.
Are they calves or cows?
Where is Balram Prabhu?
That's what I was going to ask you. Should he be like here, or closer, more close, or more far?
Not closer. He's going also?
No.
Keeping his side in front?
You said that all the other cowherd boys and cows are in front of Krishna, but if he's playing his flute, you also said that they're all facing him. So then you can't tell that they're ahead of Krishna. Then they become behind Krishna, looking towards Krishna.
This one.
They should look away from Krishna, going
they
ahead.
They should come behind Krishna. Balde Prabhu is going ahead.
So there are some behind Krishna and some ahead.
Not ahead.
Should they have their veils covering their faces like this, gopis?
Like this?
Huh? Like you have?
Right? Anyhow.
Uh-huh.
As Brijbasi.
Should Krishna wear a shirt?
Huh?
Should Krishna wear a shirt like he does in my
other shirt?
Is it okay to have the coward boys so close to the gopis, although the gopis are close up front and the coward boys are in the background? There doesn't seem to be any room. Because they do that. Should Balaram also be looking at Krishna? The buffalo horn? But is he looking at Krishna? This is where Krishna does Gocharan. Would there be a kunj also in the same place?
Maybe.